little bit more drums. Is that too hot? Tell you what, bring the drums down a little bit. That's good. Just, can you still hear them out there? Someone tell them we're ready to start the song. This house magnify the Lord.
Yeah. Hampshire. you find yourself a partner. And tell him it's gonna be alright. Thank you. so, would you tell us a little bit about offerings? Amen. Let's take an offering tonight. Somebody say amen.
Joy in giving. And that's the whole point of being blessed, is so that you can be blessed to be a blessing, that you can be blessed to be a giver, to be a sower. And if that's your heart tonight, God's wanting to bless you. So just receive from God tonight what He has for you. And just when you get your offering ready, go ahead and stand up. If you need an offering envelope, got those for you. When you have your seat ready. And you know, there might not be 10,000 of us here yet, anyway. But I'll tell you what, as long as you've got an obedient heart, God can take what you give and multiply it to meet every need for this church and in your life as well. So let's just bless these offerings tonight. Father God, we thank you that you give seed to the sower. And God, I thank you for every sower that's here tonight, that's heard your voice and that's going to walk in obedience as to what they should give. God, I just pray your blessing over them, over this church. God, meet every need present tonight. God, I just thank you that you've taken care of everything in our lives. And we just thank you, God, in advance for the breakthrough. Father God, we just anoint this seed tonight. We consecrate it and we call it holy. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the Bible says to bring your tithes and offerings to a nation's church. We bring our tithes and offerings to the front. You can go ahead and do that.
Hear one voice, make a choice to give glory with a song.
Somebody a hug where they are. Jesse, why don't you come and encourage the people just for three? You got 30, 40 seconds to just encourage them. Amen. I just feel it in my spirit.
Tonight, everybody.
It's Holy Ghost night,
isn't it? And what is a Holy Ghost meeting? Come on now. What's a Holy Ghost meeting? I want somebody to tell me. You're here for a purpose, right? You're here hopefully to change, because I don't want you to stay the same way if for no other reason. No, I'm... But seriously, we don't want to come in the same mess that we came in. We don't want to leave that way. We want to come in a new strength, in a new way. We want to be changed. There's a change always going on, a metamorphosis on the inside and on the outside as we learn to walk in the ways of God. So what is Friday night? Everybody tell me. I just want to hear everybody say it one time. Now, do you know what a debar is? Debar, Pastor Rod says that a lot. That's a word from God for a season. And in that word is both an instruction and a blessing if you obey that word and adhere to that word. If you obey the word, something will happen to you. And there's a debar in this season. And I don't know what you've picked up, but Pastor Rod's been talking a lot about how Moses lifted his hands. And as he lifted his hands, the people prevailed and they succeeded and they won. And when his hands got weary and he couldn't hold them up, they failed. So we had to have help to hold his hands up. And we have somebody that God has placed over us, a pastor, who has a lot of responsibility, is willing to do so much, but more important than any other thing, he has to watch over us. He has to give an account to God for you and you and you and you and me. So we don't want to make that a hard job on him. We don't want to do our own thing and cause him to have to give an account for our mistakes all the time. We want to make that easy for him, and we want to make his hands being held up for us easy so we can succeed. There's a blessing when we adhere to the word of God. As we help and all of you do something, but I want you to know that as you help do things, you know, Moses wasn't out there with the sword. Who was out there with the sword? Anybody? That's right, Joshua. We've got some Joshuas in here. Amen. But there was also Aaron and Hur and Moses. And Aaron and Hur held Moses' hands up, and that's all they did. As Joshua could have had an attitude. I'm out here doing all the work, killing all these people, but we know it wasn't just Joshua. It looked like Joshua, but it was God with Joshua, because he wasn't worth anything when Moses' hands weren't up. So as we all do our part and realize that it's God that gives the increase, it's God that brings success, we will have what God has promised us. Now, some of you that have discernment, I want you to get that in your spirit. We're entering into a new season. I want to encourage you not to go just by what you see, but walk by the faith that God has given you and the deposit that's on the inside. Sometimes things look good. Sometimes things don't look so good. But you know what? The Word of God never changes. That anointing on the inside never changes. And as soon as we yield to that, God will get His will done. Oh, that's the other thing. It's God's will, isn't it? We've learned about God's will. As His will gets done, that's just an important, awesome thing. We learned in school today, I'm going to do this real fast, but faith is not about desire. Faith is not what I need and what I want. God knows what you need and what you want, and as you use your faith, those things will happen. Because faith is nothing. Yeah, you can be seated. I'm sorry. Y'all are so good to stand there. Faith is nothing but your ability to obey God and adhere and walk according to His word so that those things that exist in the supernatural realm will manifest themselves in this natural realm. And blessings, or not even blessings, but prosperity and health, wealth, all that stuff, those are byproducts of that life of faith. But the Bible says, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. We run after the fruit of blessing. And what is that but eating your seed? Rather than letting that seed be planted and harvesting a crop, we're just picking fruit. All right? So you don't want to just go for the fruit. You want the life of faith. we talked about that, because the life of faith will produce a complete life. Oh, anybody can go out, strive to get a good job and make a good living, but that's not a complete life. It's incomplete. You're left wanting and lacking. But as you go by the way Jesus wants you to do it, you might not understand. You might feel that it's a little slow sometimes, but you'll come out complete and whole. And that's what we want. So that's just a little bit of what God's been dealing with me about. And I want to encourage you. Hey, God sets the pace. You just keep pace with Him, and it will work out, and you will be complete. Don't be in worry and fear, any of that. God's got it all taken care of. And we got good years ahead of us. We're going to see some good things happen. We've seen so many good things happen. We're going to see so many things that we haven't even imagined happen. Because God is that good. And as we walk in faith, those things that He wants to do already will manifest in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. Why don't you stand and just lift your hands just for a moment? Is that all right? Just start to bless the Lord for His goodness. If you honor Him, He'll show up. Just that we should take Him at His word and believe Him. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I just sense the Holy Spirit saying again and again, I told you I could do much more than that, so let me. But He's telling you, you haven't heard it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God. Somebody say hallelujah. you, Jesus. And just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be seated. Somebody say, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah. Y'all want to go home early tonight or y'all want to hear the word? Amen. I believe I got a little bit for you. Amen. There are a couple. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. You just pray in the Holy Ghost. We got a couple of things that we want to cover. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Long lam long ding grand grand dastan nature to the benevolent Lolo Salabahara. Ah, the better the usher in the Nikan and the Mohushalamaha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rabbat and the new state of man and the Gishan and the Hallelujah. Well, there are two things we want to cover. Somebody say amen. How many of you want all that you can get from God?
Amen.
How many of you want part of what you can get from God?
All of it.
Oh, praise the Lord. Say hundredfold.
Hundredfold.
Say it one more time.
Hundredfold.
You know, everybody doesn't get to hundredfold return. Amen, but I believe we're about to enter into the season. You can already sense, glory to God. We're about to get a tenfold return, glory to God. But I believe that we're about to enter into, you know, a season where we have opportunity to grab a hold of the hundredfold return. How many of you believe that? Amen?
Amen.
There is a hundredfold return. There are ways you can grab a hold of the hundredfold return. And I want to share just some of that with you, just a little bit. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is what?
Impossible.
But with God, what?
All things are possible.
How many things are possible with God?
All.
There's also a scripture in the Bible that says to know no man after the flesh.
Amen.
Because when we decide to use to know people after the flesh, we cancel out all of, you know, God's, you know, power to do the miraculous. How do you want to see God to do the miraculous in your life? And you want to see God do the miraculous in the church? Amen. Well, in order for God to do the miraculous, he's got to lift our mindset. He's got to lift our understanding from earthbound things, amen, and from people, and put them on the anointings and put them on God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And this is how, listen, I tell you what, in order to get the hundredfold return, it's going to take some miraculous. I tell you what, it's just about impossible to pull a hundredfold return in the world. Do you hear me?
Amen.
It's impossible to get out there and be 100% guaranteed that you'll get everything that you're due. Amen. You can plant your life in any college, in any school, and there is no guarantee that you'll get 100% out of what you put into something in the world. There's no guarantee that, you know, you make investments. There's no guarantee you're going to get 100% back from God, from what you put out there. There's no guarantee that you, anything you do in the world, anything that involves people, anything that involves man, anything that you have your mindset set on, there is no guarantee of the hundredfold return. I want you to know the hundredfold return is just about impossible with men. Yeah. But with God, somebody say, with God.
With God.
All things
are
possible.
Possible.
So if you want a hundredfold return, first thing you got to do is you got to get people out of your head.
Amen.
Amen. Stop looking at people as your source. Glory to God. Start looking at human-made things and man-made things as your source and systems and schemes and all that other stuff. The hundredfold return only comes from God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to give you 100% if you start to believe him. I tell you what, how do you get a hundredfold return for God? You got to be wide open.
Amen.
And 100% focused. Bible says if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things will be added unto you. If you turn your heart totally to God and make that your total focus, what will happen? 100% of the things that you need to get from life will come back to you.
Amen.
If you give God 100% of your heart, 100% of your mind, 100% of your soul, 100% of your will, you're going to get 100% out of life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All of me for all of what God has. Now, with, somebody's talking about, now, listen, it says this, how hardly, and Jesus looked around about and said unto us, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Now, it's not just talking about heaven, it's talking about kingdom life, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, it's hard. You know, for people that got their own stuff together, you can have riches in your head. What do you mean riches in your head? Your own wisdom, which turns into pride. Some people are rich in their own understanding. I can make it. I got lots of ideas. I'm rich with ideas. I'm rich with thought. I'm rich with all this other stuff. But let me tell you what, it's hard for people like that to slip on over to the kingdom side. Where you get that impossible stuff to start to happen. Miracles happen in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's hard for people that are rich on the earthbound side to slip on over to the other side. And the disciples were astonished at his words. And Jesus said, answereth them and saith unto them, children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. When it's hard to enter, you know what? You're not going to be able to enter in when you're trusting in riches, trusting in money, trusting in all the things you got, trusting in your plan. Amen. Anything man-made, it's hard to get into the kingdom, amen, where the miraculous starts to happen, amen?
Amen.
And they answered, and they were astonished without of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, said, listen, with men, glory to God, it's impossible. I'm going to tell you what, salvation means totally whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. The peace of God, amen. All that stuff we talk about, I tell you what, total healing in your body, total healing in your mind, prosperity in your finances, glory to God. Walking in your vision, walking in your destiny, being able to do what God told you to do with absolutely no sorrow, having more than enough to give into every good work, I tell you what, that's being saved.
Amen.
And I tell you what, with people, it's impossible. But with God, it's possible. Only with God can you be saved.
Amen.
Only with God can you be saved. Now listen, then Peter began to speak and say unto him, lo, we have left all. Somebody say, left it all.
Left it all.
And did what?
Hmm.
And followed
him.
Thee. Somebody say, I've left it all.
I've left it all.
To follow.
Follow.
People that leave it all to follow. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
get the 100-fold return. Somebody say hallelujah. When you leave your understanding, you leave your thing, and you turn around, you repent, and you say, hey, I'm going to follow Jesus at no cost. I'm going to sell out to get what God wants for out of my life. Amen?
Amen.
These are the kind of people that get to grab a hold of the 100-fold return. Amen. He said, listen, he said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left, that have left house. Somebody say, no man.
No
praise
man.
God. That have given up houses. How many of you have given up a house? What do you mean by giving up a house? See, some people, does that mean you got to sell your house? Does that mean you got to sell your house and give it to somebody to be blessed? No, it says giving up house or left house. Somebody say left.
Left.
See, there are a lot of houses that we try to build. A lot of things that we, a lot of lives that we try to put together. Amen. I want to live on this part of town. I want to live on that side of town. I just prefer to be in Maryland. Amen. But I tell you what, there's nobody that's left the little house you try to build, amen? Left that little, you know, that little stuff that you had going, amen? There has been no man that has left house. Glory to God. I've left that home, and I ain't going back. I don't got one. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
And I'll never have one in Jesus' name. Do you hear what I'm saying? I've left my own house. I'll live in his house any day. Glory to God.
Amen.
But I'll never. Somebody say amen. My home is in glory, amen? I'm free. In Jesus' name. Now listen, left house or brethren. Somebody say brethren.
Brother.
Or sisters.
Sisters.
Well, oh, glory to God. See, you got to be willing to leave brothers and sisters sometime. Amen. To get a 100-fold return.
Amen.
You got to be able to let people go. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
So you got to believe that, you know, see, brothers, sisters, houses, all that other stuff. You got to be willing to let stuff go so stuff can get in. If you're not willing to leave some stuff, ain't nothing coming in. Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking 100-fold return. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Left houses or brethren or sisters or fathers or mothers or wife or children. Somebody say you got to be willing to get rid of it all.
Amen.
See, there are so many people that can't step into, you know, some people don't even have a wife or a husband who can never get 100-fold return trying because they're too busy trying to get one. There's some people that God wants them to do some stuff with their life. But they're so busy trying to get married. I'm not having a problem with marriage. Trying to find Mr. Right, Mrs. Right, or whatever else it is. Glory to God. But if you want to get a 100-fold return out of God, go for God.
Amen.
I've left it before I even had it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
I'm going to God for all, everything that I can get from him. Amen.
Yeah.
And children, somebody say children.
Children.
And lands.
Lands.
You can't have anything before you and God in order to get on. You'd be all right. Yeah, you'd be all right. You'll get some stuff. But this, there is a 100-fold out there that we're going to see in this last day.
Amen.
We're going to see people that get out there with great faith, get out there with great boldness, amen, get out there to do great mighty things, and God's going to meet their faith with some stuff. I want a 100-fold return. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory
I don't
God.
Want no 30.
Amen.
I don't want no 60.
Amen.
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 I want the 100-fold return. Amen.
Amen.
See there, see the 100-fold return comes when people hear the word of God. They've heard the word of God and they're supposed to jump off in the word of God, but sometimes people get limited by the things they're trying to hold on to. Amen.
Amen.
He said, listen, houses, father, mother, wife, children, or lands for my sake and the gospel. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Woo, hallelujah. Nothing in my life takes precedence over the gospel or the sake of Jesus Christ. Glory to God.
Amen.
Absolutely nothing. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Ha, ha, ha. Somebody say, praise God. Not a raise, not a neighborhood, glory to God. Not an income bracket, glory to God. Not a woman, nothing. Absolutely nothing is going to get in between me and my 100-fold return. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Does that mean you're going to miss it out? You get the wrong one. God gives it to you, fine. Amen.
Amen.
You got to give up your stuff, amen, to get his stuff.
Amen.
And you know what I found out? Someone said, oh, that must be some miserable life. I tell you what, I love it.
Amen.
Gave it up, don't want it. Glory to God.
I've got a hold of Jesus, and he completely satisfies.
Amen.
Some of them find that they get out and get stuff and still want stuff.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. They ain't even happy themselves to try to hook you up. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory. Glory to God. I'm teaching. We're getting. Hallelujah. But I'm not for. I'm telling you what. That you can be married. I'm not saying if you're married, you're going to miss the 100-fold return. No. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying, if there's anything that holds you back from all of God. Woo! You don't qualify. You'll get something, but not the 100-fold.
That's right.
I'm going to prove it here in the Word.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. I'm going to get 100% out of the Word. You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Some of that peace God trying to give you, and gave it half to that woman you got. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Half to this one up there. Somebody say glory to God. I love you people. We're going to have church tonight. Amen. Somebody say persecutions.
Persecutions.
You don't get a 100-fold return unless you're willing to suffer through some persecutions. Somebody say, what God going to pay you for? Ain't he going to pay you for standing on the Word? Devil's going to try to persecute you from the Word. Amen. But God tells you, that's the Word. That's what I said. Oh, he's going to say, you stand right there and don't you move. You know what persecution really is? It's not people poking fun at you. It's the devil trying to place you from your place of provision, trying to remove you from your place of provision. Persecution doesn't necessarily come with people with guns and swords. People think they're going to put a gun to their head. Oh, how are we going to survive in persecution? If we don't say we love Jesus, they're going to cut off our head. Well, some of you have already lost your head.
Amen.
You don't need a gun. You done sold out for a job. Amen. You done sold out for a neighborhood. God can't get you to do anything. You get too busy. Hallelujah. Get so caught up in all this other stuff. You don't need a gun. Amen. You sold out quick. Somebody say glory to God. So say persecution.
Persecution.
If God tells you to do something, there should be absolutely nothing. I wait till I get off. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
God knows exactly what he got for you. And persecution means, listen, all the cares. Somebody say the cares of life.
Cares.
The cares of life are sent, you know, the cares of what they supposed to be life. That life we gave up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you what. The cares of life will persecute you from your place of peace if you let it. But you got to learn to stand in faith. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo, I'm going to teach you. I feel good.
Glory to God.
There's some things I want to leave alone, but I'm just feeling released to teach the same thing I taught before.
Yep.
But with a little bit better at inside. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. With persecutions and in the world, somebody say, that listen, it says, but he shall, somebody say, he shall. Glory to God. Did it say he will?
Mm-mm.
Said he shall. Somebody say shall.
Shall.
He shall do what? Receive.
Mm.
See, that's the thing. Many of us are living lifestyles, glory to God, that gets you the ability. You can go to the bed. Shall I go to the bed? You can go wherever you want to go. And there's some things you can have. If you live that lifestyle where God is first in your life and all those things, you know what? You shall. Somebody say, receive. Somebody say, receive.
Receive.
He shall receive 100-fold when? Where? Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
So that goes to prove you what God's trying to give you for what you did down here. You're going to get it. Somebody say, in this life. Somebody say, glory to God. He got enough stored up for you in the life to come. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's not saving it all up for you when you get to heaven. When you get all, when I get over to glory, hallelujah, I'll be singing and shouting. I'll get my reward there. No, it says, in this life,
mm-hmm.
You leave stuff alive. You put God first. Let me tell you what, you shall receive it in this life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In this life, you'll be able to grab a hold of the 100-fold return. Now in this time, somebody say houses.
Houses.
Glory. Didn't say house, did it?
Mm-mm. Houses.
Woo! Notice that it said the first time. Hallelujah. Notice the first time they have left house. Know the first one, it said house.
House.
Said you left your house. When you leave your house, you get houses.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. See, we got to get the kind of faith. He's talking about now in this life. In this life. Somebody say, in this life. Somebody say, well, that's impossible. I believe God. You know what? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, new day. New season, new word, and new expectation. Some of you out there want to live a lifestyle. Somebody say, I'm going for the hundredfold return.
I'm going for the hundredfold return.
That means houses. Somebody say, glory to God. And that means houses with some friends around them. Amen?
Amen.
That houses and brethren. Somebody say, and brethren.
And brethren.
Glory to God. Brethren and sistren and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the world. Somebody say, and in the world.
And in the world.
To come.
To come.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. But many shall be first, and many that are first shall, ooh, glory to God. And many that are first shall be last. God's about to turn some things around. Somebody say hallelujah. God's about many that are first are going to go to the end of the line. Somebody say amen. And the last, somebody say the last, shall be first. Say the last shall be first. There are people in here tonight say, everybody else gets blessed. What about me? Everybody else then got this. What? Where's mine?
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, God saves the best for last.
Amen.
Notice that it says some get 30, mm-hmm. and then it says some get 60, mm-hmm. and then it didn't say some get 100, then some get 60.
Mm-mm.
Amen. Some people think people get less because people run out. Somebody say hallelujah. But the last, somebody say the last. The last haul in is the hundredfold haul. He saves the best. Somebody say glory to God. For last. See, there are a lot of people out there and settled for 30 and 60. Glory to God. Cashed in the chips early. Amen. Got out of the market too soon. Glory to God. But God said, hold out just a little while longer. Amen. He gonna save the best for last. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I speak unto you that we're going to see in this season to come manifestations of the hundredfold return. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. It's already starting to happen in some people's lives.
Amen.
It's already starting to happen in some people's lives. And many that that are first shall be last, and the last, amen, shall be first. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Now, I tell you what, listen to this. And they were in the way going up into the Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they looked, as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen. He said, he'll tell you what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Saying, behold, we go to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the hands of chief priests and scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him and scourge him and spit upon him and shall kill him. And the third day, somebody say the third day. Say the third day. They're going to wear him out. Amen. First thing, they're going to look like they won. But on the last day, on that third day, say he shall arise.
Arise.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say it's my third day.
My third day.
People can do whatever they want to do. They can say whatever they want to say, laugh, crack their jokes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Poke fun. Let the devil lie. Try to prophesy. Try to do all that other stuff. So let him have his heyday. God let the devil just go so far. Somebody say hallelujah. When it looked like you were completely wiped out and it was all over. When it was at its darkest time. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Woo, hallelujah. It's like about 3 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. On the third day. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
On the third day, he shall rise. Glory to God. What does that third day represent? They used to hang around. They used to mourn around a tomb for 3 days. They say, don't run away. Don't leave. They used to hang around a tomb for 3 days because they believed that it was possible for a person to get up after 3 days. The body didn't yet start to rot. It was dead, but it didn't decompose. So they still had faith as long as it was around that third day. Somebody say hallelujah. There are la yada bushek rambadolo bababa asada baniuto bahasadaha. And I tell you what, there are a lot of people that think they're dead and it's your third day, you're about to come alive. Hallelujah. You've been resting, you don't understand. It started out all right, hallelujah. But in the meantime, something looked like it died. So that thing is over. Yes, it died, but nothing dies when it belongs to God. It's the third day, and it yet shall live. It'll come up greater than when it went down. Somebody say hallelujah. Unless a seed die, it will not be able to live. Somebody say, glory to God. He's the God that causes dead things to come back to life again. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you're willing to plant yourself in the word of God, somebody say, die to the flesh. Glory to God. Die to all those things. There's some things that people have died to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've died to selfish ambition, all those dreams and all that mess. Amen. Amen. Now you're coming alive to the will of God.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. I speak to you right now, amen. Those that have died are going to rise again.
Amen.
And they're going to get a return.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, those that get the hundredfold of returns are those that have walked through the shadow of the valley of death. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yea, though I walk through the shadow, through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. How many of you learn to walk through the shadow? Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We didn't walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Glory to God. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, that's what causes you not to fear evil. It's not you don't fear even when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. If you walk through death, what are you going to be afraid of after that? Hallelujah. After you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, then you will fear absolutely no evil. Glory to God. You won't fear any word. I mean, God will tell you stuff and say, hey, look, I don't care how rough it gets. I done walked through death. I'm going to be all right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And when you refuse to fear evil, you got great faith.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've walked through death. Glory to God. Ready to come back to life again. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Now just start to bless the Lord where you are. I'm going to have to leave it alone. I don't think y'all can handle it. Amen. People think, don't catch it. Don't be Johnny come lately. Glory to God. Get in while it's good. Amen. Get in while it's good. Somebody say hallelujah. Get in while it's good. God's about to do something. Hallelujah. It's hundredfold return time. Hundredfold return time. God is moving by his might. He's doing what he said he can do. Amen. God's ready to do some great, mighty things. Hallelujah. It's nobody's idea. It's God. You hear me? It's God.
Amen.
Today, I told the people in the Bible class, you know, I was praying about certain things. I saw, you know, as I would go around and look at this ministry, and I told them I would go and see other people that went to other fellowships and other churches, and it seemed they were doing so well, and I just couldn't understand it, you know. And so many people there, so much money available, so much talent, so many youth leaders, so much ability, all those things, amen, so much agreement, because they could all come together, they could all agree about stuff and get it all together and make things happen real quick. And I was just looking at it and saying, man, isn't that something? You know, and I was just praying about it. But today, somebody say the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost.
You believe whatever you want to believe. Amen. The Holy Ghost said, you know what that is? He said, that's what happens when people can do some stuff. That's what happens when people do things. Amen. He said, that's what man can do. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
He said, that's what man can do. Hallelujah. And I said, you're right about that. He said, well, you can't make people do anything, can you? I said, absolutely not. He said, don't worry about it. Somebody say, you can't get them to do just about anything. Somebody say, hallelujah. So that's been your problem. You've been worried about that, concerned about it. Say, don't you worry about it. Somebody say, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, Holy Ghost, I'm hearing you. Hallelujah. Heard you looking at this thing even here tonight. Somebody say, hallelujah. We got our faith and confidence in that. He said, you've been looking at what people can do. Amen. He said, I'm going to tell you straight up, with man. Hallelujah. What? Somebody say, with man.
With man.
With men, it is what?
Impossible.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Ha, ha, ha. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Woo, I can't do it with you. You can't do it with me. With men, it's impossible.
Amen.
What God wants to do, men can't hang. Somebody say hallelujah. Ooh, Holy Ghost is trying to tell me I'm going to do it with or without you. Glory to God. He said, I have the ability to do it all by myself.
Amen.
I'm sitting here, God speaking all these things. He's going to take a bunch of people, I thought. A bunch of people with a lot of money and all this other stuff. Had all that stuff worked out. God had to read my clock or do whatever he had to do. I said, wait a minute. I'm God. I'm God all by myself, Bell, is what he told me. I don't need nobody else. Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody say, I can
do it.
And I prophesy and I speak to you. God's going to cause it as a testimony. Amen.
Yes.
It's going to be a you can get in if you want to. Glory to God. Amen. But whether you do it or not, God's going to do it. I don't know how, but he said it would. You hear what I'm saying? God said, he said, that's what people can do. I'm going to use you to show them what I can do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're about to see what God can do. I said, well, come on. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I said, well, nobody else want to do nothing. Glory to God. Have at it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Somebody say Jesus,
Jesus.
To the rescue. If you're going
to
do anything with it, it's going to be the Holy Ghost within you. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're going to get in on this thing, you're going to get in by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Hey! Yalabo shalaha. Then lest the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. God's going to do it.
Right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting loud in here. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm here to tell you God is going to do it.
To do it.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
I'd get in on what he's about to do.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, hallelujah. Somebody say, it wasn't the 12 disciples that did anything. It was Jesus. They just went along for the ride.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, I'm so glad he wants to do it.
Amen.
I feel the Holy Ghost anointing in this place. Therefore, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about trying to work out this thing and work out that thing and what this one wants and that what that one wants. Hallelujah. Give God what he wants. Hallelujah. God's going to have what he wants. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it shall be a witness and it shall be a testimony. Somebody say hallelujah. When God puts it up, man can't tear it down.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say third day. He's about,
to arise.
Somebody say hallelujah. There's a promise there. Hallelujah. There's a promise there. Some say do it.
Do it.
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm done, but I feel the Holy Ghost burning on the inside. I really do. Who? Ooh, glory to God. That just means I can preach whatever God tells me to preach. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That means we're not going to be in that bondage worried about what you got to preach. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Big Bucks walks out the door. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. When Jesus got the big bucks, you're going to preach. I tell you what, whoever's got the most money, you preach what they want you to say. Jesus got the most money. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
He paying the bills. Glory to God. He keeping the lights on. Somebody say glory to God. He meets your every need. Somebody say glory to God. He's the source. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, he calls the shots. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. He always will call the shots. Hallelujah. And I like it that way. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, thank you, because it's going to take that kind of work in this last day to do what God wants it to do.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody say Jesus beat you to the gun. Hallelujah. God gives you opportunity to step up. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Many thought, well, I thought I'd have to do this myself. Hallelujah. No, he just wanted to see if you were willing. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Just wanted to see if you were willing. We never get to do it ourselves. How am I going to do this? You weren't supposed to do it. You were supposed to be willing. Just to show you who you are. Amen. What you got. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
While you're thinking about it, he already did it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's start to reverence the Holy Ghost with everything that we really, everything that we have. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. How many believe in supernatural church? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Supernatural church is when we live by the word of God, not necessarily by what we think. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. The Holy Ghost told me to share some things. I'm going to share them, and not going to be long. Somebody say, just take it. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God's about to move, and when God's about to do some things by His Spirit, by His might, we want to walk in sync with the Holy Spirit and not against it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12, it says, let no man, somebody say, let no man.
Let no man.
Didn't say no man should. It said, let no man.
Let no man.
Let no man, I believe that goes for a woman, amen, or whatever else it is, amen, despise thy youth, but be thou an example of believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Somebody say, hallelujah. You are, let me tell you something in Nations Church. You have a young pastor. I'm 36 years old. Amen. That may look to be young. Amen. But I'm not going to let you despise my youth. I don't care. You have to treat me like I'm 97 years old. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Jesse is also a minister, an ordained minister in Nations Church. Amen. And you don't need to be despising his youth or any other thing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm taking care of business. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God praise. It says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example, and all these other things. Now listen, he said, until I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given to thee by prophecy, which is laying on the hand of the presbyter. Meditate on these things, and give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So first of all, the word of God says, amen, don't despise people youth. Don't ever crack a joke or don't ever look at somebody in ministry because of their age. We have young ministries in this church. Don't do it. Amen. The other thing it says, somebody say rebuke not. It says, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means eldership or spiritual leadership. Somebody say hallelujah. There are doctrines that God wants us to walk by that we need to get in here because God's about to do some things, and we got to learn some foundational things before I'm perceiving my spirit and also in common sense that some things are about to happen in the next few months. Amen. But if we don't get biblically instructed, we're going to get ourselves in trouble. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And these are the areas that I believe sometimes, amen, that we may mess up in if we're not too careful. Amen. Right here also, it says in 1 Timothy chapter 5. You can write these scriptures down, study them for yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Verse 17, amen, says, let the elders that rule be counted worthy of what kind of honor? What kind of honor? Some people don't think honor, period. Some people don't think honor, period. Some people think honor, period, doesn't make any sense. But the Bible says, let ruling elders, rulings, amen, be counted. Somebody say, be counted. Worthy of double honor. Especially, somebody say, especially.
Especially.
Those who labor in the word and doctrine. How many want to do things God's way? We want to get this taken care of, amen, because there is some weird doctrine, and I say strange doctrine, that the devil's trying to put out there and put on people and bring common things into the body of Christ. We do not believe in that. I laid down my life for the ministry of Jesus Christ, and I honor it with my life. You hear what I'm saying? And I don't take it lightly, and I don't take it just as a career decision. Because if it was a career decision, I would have done something else. Amen?
Amen?
I took it as a spiritual decision. Amen? So I meet it with that type of dignity and that type of reverence. Amen? And that type of, I don't play games with it. Amen? When God told me to do what he wanted me to do, I did it where he wanted me to do it. Amen? When he wanted me to do it. And tried to the best of my ability to do it how he wants me to do it. Somebody say amen?
Amen.
So we want to get to the point. Amen? It says this right quick. So in those cases, we want to get that together because we love everybody, but according to the Spirit, you know, with men, things are impossible. Mm-hmm. With Rod, and little brother Jesse, it's impossible. Amen. With our limited experience, quirks and all that stuff, it's impossible. Some say, but with God, when we see God in those things, it's possible.
Amen.
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 So I want this thing that God to do to be possible. So we want to reverence, somebody say, the Spirit behind things. Are you learning anything tonight? And not necessarily just the flesh. The Bible says, know no man after the flesh. Now, right here also it says, now this is a Holy Ghost meeting, and in a Holy Ghost meeting, we just do whatever the Holy Ghost tells us what to do. It says, for the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. The labor, somebody say, the labor. Is worthy of his reward. Somebody say, praise God for that.
It
says, against an elder, receive not an accusation. What? Since an elder received not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses, them that sin rebuke before all, that others may see and fear. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect elders, that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Somebody say, lay hands.
Amen.
Suddenly. On nobody. Neither be partakers of other people's sins, but keep yourself pure. Hallelujah. Now, what it's showing, it takes a while to get these things done. But if we honor God in these things, we'll be all right. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If I don't take the anointing and the office of God seriously, now, I can play and have fun and do all those other things. Amen. I'm not asking you not to do those same things. Amen. But there are certain things within the inside of us that's not us.
Amen.
That we believe it's God.
Amen.
And therefore, it's worthy of honor, respect, reverence, and dignity. So I will no longer allow that to be lessened, period, point blank. And this is not a rebuke tonight. Amen. In any sense of the word. But we're going to stand strong in that fashion. Amen. And I believe we have more biblical instruction here just in the word alone. Amen. To confirm those things to be so. Amen. When's the last time you went to the doctor? When's the last time you've been to the doctor? Anybody been to the doctor lately? Who's the last doctor you saw? Who's the last doctor you saw? Who's the last doctor you saw? Okay, who's the last doctor you saw? You know the name? Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, didn't work. Amen. Praise God. But there are certain things out there that we want to get together to make sure this thing flows properly, in godly fashion. Amen. With anointing and both grace. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When we walk in the Spirit, we don't have to walk on eggshells. So we thank God for all of these things. So say, thank God for the Word. Why don't you stand up as we bless you? Amen. It's 10 o'clock. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank the Lord. How many are going to do what God wants you to do tomorrow?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your power, your provision, and your Spirit, and your anointing. We reverence you and we humble ourselves from everything concerning you. Amen. Lord, we thank you that you care about us and that you love us and that you love our fellowship. Lord, we thank you for your vision, for your plan, and for your will, and for your power that accomplishes that plan. Teach us how to surrender to you, Jesus, to your law, to your precept, to your mindset, to your desires, that you would be able to accomplish what you not only want to accomplish in our life, but also in our community and throughout all the world. That when you come, Jesus, you'll be able to look at us. Amen. And you'll be able to look at our fellowship. That you'll be able to look at our lives and be able to say, well done, that good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Lord, teach us to get serious about your word. Teach us to honor your Holy Spirit in all things in your direction, that you might be able to help us to receive all that you have for us. And Father, I pray that you would lead us into the hundredfold return. As people start to submit themselves to your inward voice, to the voice that we all listen to and we all have, that we would honor that voice and not walk in irreverence in your presence, in your season, in your glory, but that we would constantly stay humble and check ourselves to see whether we're in the faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe there's coffee out there. Put on some good music. And we'll get a cup of coffee. And we'll see y'all Sunday morning at 11 o'clock.